30 years ago, it was rare for a kid to be diagnosed with ADHD. Today, about 5 million children carry that diagnosis, and more than 2 million of them are taking the drugs used to treat its symptoms.
My oldest son is named Max. He is 14 years old. He has ADHD. I have an 11-year-old son whose name is Sam. He also has ADHD. I have a 9-year-old daughter named Mia. She also has ADHD. And I have an 8-year-old son named Judah who was just recently also diagnosed with ADHD. That makes us a very interesting genetic mix.
That's from a commercial for Concerta. That's one brand name of methylphenidate, the pharmaceutical most commonly prescribed for ADHD. Its most well-known trade name is Ritalin. It's a psychostimulant drug that's also used to manage obsessive-compulsive disorder, narcolepsy, and depression. It's the drug that helped Shannon Heffernan get her work done more quickly. But pediatrician Sandy Newmark thinks it's overprescribed.
I just think there are other things that can be done nutritionally and behaviorally that can really help these kids, often without the need for medication.
Dr. Newmark is the founder of the Center for Pediatric Integrative Medicine, and he's the author of ADHD Without Drugs, a guide to the natural care of children with ADHD. He treats children primarily through non-medical remedies like nutrition, herbal supplements, behavioral changes, and homeopathy. Integrative medicine like this isn't common in pediatrics, but it is gaining prominence. Newmark now heads the Pediatric Integrative Neurodevelopmental Program at UCSF. Like thousands of other physicians, Dr. Newmark was trained in and practiced conventional medicine for young people. But he says it was a 2-year fellowship he completed under the guidance of nutrition guru Andrew Weil that changed his perspective on pediatric health. In this piece from our archives, KALW's Hana Baba visits Dr. Newmark at his Belmont clinic to talk about his unconventional approach.
If you talk to old-time pediatricians, the only kids who got diagnosed with ADHD were those children who came into your office and tore the place apart before your very eyes. You know, we've seen those kids. Now we have kids with the inattention subtype who aren't hyperactive, who just have sort of concentration problems at school. So we've widened the definition a lot.
Who has widened the definition a lot? Like, who is behind the definitions?
Some of it is very sort of informal. It's people who write articles in journals. There's people who come up with sort of best practices. And, you know, it's kind of a set of specialists who get sort of well-known in the field and do research and write articles. That's who's widened the definition. And I have to say, without, you know, sort of accusing anybody, almost everybody who's writing these articles is getting big-time support from the pharmaceutical companies who make these drugs. Now, there was a study that showed that omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil, caused really significant improvement in learning in a number of children. If this study had been about a new drug with no side effects, which fish oil has, that would have caused huge headlines. Pharmaceutical reps would have been in every pediatrician's office within a week, showing them the study, waving it around. New research would have been funded, because one research study isn't enough. We need a number of research studies on any one thing. But you know what happened with this? Nothing. It just dropped off. Believe me, there were no pharmaceutical reps in anybody's office, because nobody's going to make any money off of fish oil because it's not patented. So that's what happens, that the pharmaceutical company's agenda determines what gets studied to a great degree because they fund the studies.
Is it just easier for pediatricians to diagnose with ADHD? Here you go. This is what's wrong with your child. Here's some Ritalin. They calm down. Is it the easy route? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. I think it's not just pediatricians. It's our whole society, isn't it? The pill is the easy route. We like to have a pill to fix things. And pediatricians are pressed for time. They often have many patients to see. Parents are pressed for time. A lot of parents, if you tell them, for instance, in my book, I say, you know, let's look at nutrition. Let's do things with diet. Well, maybe they don't have the time. Maybe they think, if we can just give them a pill every morning and that's it, that'll solve the problem. The way it's mostly diagnosed is the teacher or somebody else says to the mom, I think your child has a problem concentrating. You might want to get a medical opinion. And that's code speak for get your child on Ritalin. And then so the mom goes to the doctor, he talks for 10 or 15 minutes, maybe gives her some forms to fill out, and trial of Ritalin. That's a very common way it happens, and it's not good enough.
What's your approach to treating ADHD, and how do you do it through integrative medicine?
So the first thing about my approach is my initial interview is 90 minutes. And then we look first at nutrition. You know, you give a child a Pop-Tart, which is essentially sugar wrapped in sugar, at breakfast time. His blood sugar goes smoking up and then wham, drops down. And then he becomes irritable and fidgety. Well, is that ADHD or is that just poor nutrition? Another thing I do that I think is pretty conventional but isn't done conventionally is I measure levels of minerals like magnesium and iron and zinc, which have all been linked to ADHD and are often low in these kids. Sometimes there's even herbs that can be helpful for ADHD.
Like what?
The most interesting herb that I've found that works is called pycnogenol, and it's from the bark of a European pine tree. It's an antioxidant, basically. It's just full of antioxidants. And it can really help kids concentrate.
You parented a, quote, challenging child.
Well, it's really interesting. I have two children. One of them is mentally handicapped, and she was the easy one. That really drew me towards wanting to help take care of kids who have difficulties, who are just not as easy as the average kid. But then my son was really, really bright, and he didn't have ADHD, but he was challenging. So I learned a lot from that experience. But I can very easily sympathize with parents who have kids who are difficult, just difficult in some way.
How is your son doing today?
My son's doing fantastic. He ended up going to law school. He does public interest law in Oakland and helps people who are desperately in need of help, and he did just great. With the right approach, I think most of the children who are difficult or have ADHD can be helped tremendously without necessarily using medication.